What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, let's get to business. We have a lot to discuss today. Rico, also, I don't know why. I just found that Luke Sloan update really annoying. But other than that, I'm great.
Oh, sorry about that, buddy. I don't know. What can I say?
I don't know what it is with Luke. He's just, he over enunciates everything now. I'm going to have to speak to him. All right, I want to dive
in. Well, Michael.
Yeah, exactly. He's turning into like on election night. He's like Brit Hume or Dan Rather. What is going on with Luke?
Well, Michael, the Tigers went out and they won a game.
I'm Brit Hume.
2-1.
AJ Hinch had the perfect sleeve.
I'm sorry to everybody. Now listen, Rico, you're going to play an important role. Possibly the most important role.
Huh? Possibly.
Well, it depends, because the fan jury is going to play a role in this too.
Okay.
We're not quite 2 weeks away, but we're not that far from 2 weeks away from opening kickoff for college football. And I had a conversation this weekend, and I want to know if I'm unreasonable about something. So you have to be the judge, and the fan jury is going to help me.
I love this.
It involves Michigan State. Right. No, you should. I wish I had like a Judge Judy outfit for you. It would be exciting. But
or not.
I'm going to no, I think it would be amazing. Are you kidding me? You could absolutely. Have you ever seen Judge Mathis? You could rock that.
I could borrow his.
Okay. Look, I had this conversation, and I know most of the time when I bring up Michigan State, I'm pissed. I'm angry. I anger you. Spartan fans get mad at me because I'm largely done.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. That's just in general how I feel for our athletic department on down. Now, look, I want to be fair about something. I'm going to offer you what I said I need from Jonathan Smith in order to still want him here to be coach. And I said this to somebody, and they didn't really flinch. But I know when I say this, Spartan fans are going to recoil. Because I do think we have one of the softest fan bases out there. But I here's my thing. Let me lay this out to you. Because I know you're going to agree with some of it. I think you'll disagree with some of it.
Okay.
And that's okay. But I want to know in totality if this is unreasonable. And the genesis of this, Ricardo, is I'm getting annoyed with the training camp talk. And I know what you're going to say. What is he supposed to say? And you're right. He's doing what he has to do. But you know what I don't want to hear about? Oh, this guy's in the best shape of his life. This unit kicked the offense's ass. The offense was playing YOLO ball. I don't want to hear none of it. Just play the damn games and win a lot more of them than you lose. But here's what I want to line up for people. I'm going to go point by point, and I want you to tell me fair, unfair, or if you want reasonable, unreasonable. All right?
Okay.
So I want to start with this. Headline, in 2025, you don't get 3 or 4 years to turn a program around. You get 2. Not true or false.
Fair.
Reasonable or unreasonable?
No, that's fair.
Fair?
That's reasonable.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I mean, because with the transfer portal, Mike, coaches are – Cignetti made it bad for everybody because he flipped that team around 1 year.
Correct. And that's – look, it's common enough that if you're going to pay a guy big money at a top 25 program, I'm sorry. This isn't UTEP. Okay, that's one. So – I want to build the backdrop to this before people are like, oh, Valetti's so mean. You get 2 years. Last year was just unacceptable. 2, I need 8 wins. Not 9, not 10, 8. And when I look at the schedule, there is only one game on this schedule I view as an absolute automatic loss. It's at home against arguably the number one team in America, Penn State.
Okay.
Now, I'm not telling you they'll be favored in every other game. I'm not telling you they will win every other game. I'm not telling you they won't lose to Michigan or Indiana. I'm making a point. Some way, somehow, your job is to win 8 games. Reasonable or unreasonable?
Very reasonable, Mike. In year 2, absolutely, you need to be relevant. And 8 games with that program is relevant. Not asking for playoffs, but not That's saying right. you can't be a doormat either.
Okay. Now, number 3. This is one where you and I may differ. I need a signature win in the 8 wins. And I hearken to Jonathan Smith's second year at Oregon State, where he beat number 9 Oregon. Now, if you were going to, you know, yell COVID, okay, fine. It was the COVID year. And if you don't count that, fine. I am, just based on, look, he took over a program that was 1-11, went 2-10 in his first year. Then he won 5 games in year two, 2-10 in year 1, 5-7 in year 2. One of those wins was against Oregon.
Okay.
So I need a signature W. Now, who that is, it could be Indiana, it could be Michigan, it could be Penn State, it could be at Iowa, who a lot of people are high on. I need one of the 8 wins to be one of those games, reasonable or unreasonable.
It is reasonable, Mike. I need one of those 8 wins. I'm going to narrow that focus for you. I actually need one of those 8 wins now to be Michigan. And the reason being, everything kind of changed when the 3 players came out there and really called you out and said what they were going to do in East Lansing. If you can't motivate your team, if you can't get your team ready, if you had your baptism last year when you thought the game was like Oregon, Oregon State, and you realize, oh, wait, I'm in over my head, and now they openly mock you, it all changed. I was with you, but after that scene with the 3 players, you got to win that game now. Because if not, if you lose, it has to be the most the guttiest loss ever. But you got to go out there and you have to win that thing for yourself, for your job security, for the team, for the program, and for the fans.
I'll let fans debate that. You're not wrong. You're not right. It's opinion. And look, of course, I'd love to win that game. But here's the last one. And this is an undefinable one. And if you have thoughts already on whether I'm a totally unreasonable human, feel free. This is undefinable, but I think people will understand what I'm saying. I need him to make Michigan State football exciting.
Great again.
Kind of watchable again. Exciting.
Fun. Like,
make MSU fun again. I don't know. And it's hard to explain. It's just at the end of 3.5 hours, or if the game's on Fox, 6 hours, did you feel like you totally wasted your time or endured the game? Or do you look at it and go, you know, that was a decently solid use of my Saturday? So here are the things. I need 8 wins. I need one of them to be signature. And I need him to make MSU football fun again?
Question mark.
Am I unreasonable? Because I feel like if I say that, Michigan State fans are going to have my head. And I'm asking. So I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. Yes, we will get to the Lions. Yes, David has an issue at 4 o'clock we have to address. We do have football today. But I really wanted to do this today. And Enrico, I'm pleased we don't differ that much. I know you think I'm unreasonable and overly negative to Michigan State. But I don't think this is hard. If he can't do those things, he shouldn't be here. That's exactly what Spartan fans are doing right now.
I'm with you. I've said eight games is the absolute minimum in year 2. You brought your quarterback. This is the time you went out and you upgraded the offensive line. You went out and you upgraded the wide receivers. You flipped the defense. Now I need to see the proof in the pudding. Your mulligan was last year. And last year, the floor was, can you make 6 wins and possibly go to a no-nothing bowl game? Well, no, you underwhelmed, and you got to 5 because you gave a game or 2 away. You can't give games away, Mike, and you're right. If you're a Spartan fan, you want to watch the games and know that you have a chance at winning. You want to go into the games knowing you should win some of these games instead of holding your breath and hoping that you know, Aiden Childs doesn't turn the ball over, and maybe if we get lucky and make the right play and it's third and 18 and you actually get a defensive stop and you force this thing, I think it's called punting for the other team, you actually get of those. Yeah, I found out. New rule in East Lansing. The opponent can punt the ball if you stop them.
Now, let me do this at my own peril. I want to welcome David Hull, fresh off of putting bun number 5 in the oven.
Not at all.
David, okay, well, you sound invigorated. That's all.
Well, so well, Michael, Michael, let me say this.
I'm Luke Sloan.
You do realize David went to D.C. and the National Guard had to be called out. Coincidence?
David,
don't know.
David, what the hell did you do?
I did nothing. I just visited the city. That's it.
David, put that thing away. Good God. All right, let's stay on track. David, when I spoke about am I reasonable? Okay, tremendous. Am I being unreasonable? And try to maintain your focus. As a noted Wolverine Spartan hater, when you hear the things I said, is any of that unreasonable?
No, it's not unreasonable. It's funny because I actually had this conversation on vacation with the Michigan State
the
son
good
of
son.
Mine.
Yeah, the good
one. Because he is not looking forward to this season, because while you're saying 8 wins, that is reasonable, he doesn't see 8 wins coming at all. So he's not looking forward to the season because Michigan State, you said it, Mike, it's not fun to watch. Last year, Rico, we get into the game. Before we get into the stadium for the opener, there's a turnover. Like, that's the type of stuff that Michigan State can't do anymore. That was the very first play. And it's like, that can't happen. And, Mike,
a little bit different,
reasonable.
A little bit different than K-9 taking the first play to the house for 75 yards. Yeah.
Yeah.
In this era,
a little different.
In this era, you should be able to turn around a program rather quickly.
Yeah, so people, if you're out there, and again, hell, you don't even have to be a Spartan fan to comment on it. You just need a clue about college football in 2025. Is it unreasonable to say that if a coach can't get a program cooking here in year two, he probably shouldn't be there? With NIL, with the portal. And again, I'm not saying if you take over Wake Forest, you need to pop an 8-win season. Or you take over, Charlotte. Shout out Biff Pokey. Right. Like,
it's just different here, Mike, because you're surrounded by Michigan, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. So if you don't make yourself relevant, you just become obsolete.
Well, you just brought this up, too. Look, there's no Ohio State on the schedule. There's no Oregon on the schedule this year. Mm-hmm. There's no Washington on the schedule this year. Now, I'm not telling you MSU's got it easy. Road trips to USC and Nebraska, you do what you want there. I think both of those teams will be middling. Indiana's allegedly good. Michigan, I think, is overranked at 14, but they'll be solid, question mark?
Yeah.
Look, Penn State's a dominator.
You got the Gophers. You got UCLA.
I don't care. My whole point is, Rico, you also brought up something else, and I don't want to add anything to the list because that would be unreasonable, but you're right. I don't know what happened to MSU football when they went from D'Antonio to Captain Penis or Jonathan Smith, but these egregious blowouts. Right. Yeah, I mean, if you don't win, you're down 52-3. I mean, can we compete? At least it used to be same old Spartans. John L., Bobby, even Saban. But I'll be damned, we competed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have your occasional, Tom Osborne's bringing Nebraska to town. Okay. But MSU competed. Can we play?
I mean, even the infamous Little Brother game was a game that went back and forth, and Michigan made
a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Right, and then they found a way to lose it, but instead it's like, okay, wow, all right, you guys want to leave? You want to go home? I'm stopping and picking up some chicken on the way home because I'm just like, yeah, this game's over.
Right, Rico is at Raisin Cane's 7 minutes into the OSU game. That's not acceptable. That's a true story, people.
It started off as a joke, and then we were like, maybe we should just, let's just go. Let's just go.
Yeah. So look, I've laid this out, and I wanted to just see where people are at. Am I unreasonable? For Jonathan Smith, and by the way, there's no animus towards this head coach. I didn't rip the hire, and if anyone listens to this show, you know I have a lot of respect for what he did at Oregon State. My question was, He's a good coach, but I don't know if he's a good coach here. It's a weird hire. All right, well, I need 8 wins. One of them's got to be a signature win. And I need him to make MSU fun again. Like, I can't explain that any better than the way I said it. Whether it's, hey, we're going to lose, but did we compete? Did I get to halftime to take a PP break, or are we down by 30? You know, it's just what, how much time is a coach supposed to have in 2025? Seriously. 248-539-9797.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hi, everybody. All right, let's get to business.
Rico.
Okay.
We're back to six.
I want to... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to... I'll take a win any way I can get it. But 1-0 on a sack fly against a 40-win ball club, you can have that. The point is, I wanted to spin that into a topic.
Okay.
I'm going to say this, and I don't want my words to get all twisted around and stuff. I'm not pounding the desk for this. This is more of a, hey, here's a topic, question mark? We're sitting here in mid-August. All right, it's August 13th. Rosters expand in September. This team is getting nothing out of the shortstop position. Nothing. Okay. All right? Javi Baez stinks again. And Sweeney's never not stunk, right? I want to read you a list of players.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why I'm reading you this list of players. This was sent to me by James Anthony Costa. Juan Soto, good ball player?
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Monster power, right? Chris Bryant. Now, he had a couple of really good years. Yeah. Injuries just took it from him. And J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez for the Mariners. Those are four at varying degrees. Those are real ball players, right? Do you know what that is?
Wow.
Those are the, since 2012, the only four minor league players that have a higher WRC plus, which I will explain what that is, than Kevin McGonigal, Tiger shortstop prospect. Now, weighted runs created plus, the simplest way is, it's like this wide-ranging offensive metric. It factors in what the league is doing. It factors in the parks you play in, and it's your runs created. It's what would you say you do here?
Gotcha.
Okay, it's a very powerful, albeit nerdy, metric.
Okay. I think I see where you're going.
Kevin McGonigal hit 2 home runs last night. He's got an OPS of over 1,000. I wanted to ask a question here. Asking a question should not warrant slander. I'm asking a question.
Let me get the text messages up. Of course you say this.
Okay.
Getting ready to hit send.
If this is what the offense largely is, like last night, case in point. Oh, 3-run homer in the ninth. You're down 9-3. You're getting drilled. No one cares. Okay. The offense is just not where it needs to be. The lineup is struggling. If Vierling's on the IL, Meadows hurt. Baez stinks. If it's 2 weeks from now and we're about to hit Labor Day weekend, would you add McGonigal to this roster and give him a September tryout? It would maintain his rookie of the year status for next year. Mm-hmm. The rosters expand. There's no harm, no foul. Would you bring him up here and start him at short?
It almost sounds too easy. It almost sounds like there's a catch. It almost sounds like a free lunch. And it's like, okay, but.
Here's the catch. Very limited double A at bats. But 2 weeks from now, if you're doing what you're doing and he's doing what he's doing, would you dare? Because, look, I'm never going to apologize for a win, but I'm seeing too many games like today.
No, but this is one that you send with flowers. Not apologizing, but here's a bouquet of roses, honey. Mike, that actually may be a very good idea for the simple fact that being that nobody's faced him in the major leagues, he may actually, if he hits the ground running, he won't get that second time in the rotation of teams where they can figure him out. So you may actually be able to use him to that advantage because most teams won't get to see him a second time. So, yes, I would do it. I would bring him up because at this point, you need to add something to this everyday lineup. Winning two games against Chicago in one-run games, you won, but did you feel good about it?
And again, the shortstop position
is a good idea.
Large negative. He has to keep doing it for another 2 weeks. And again, if your offense blossoms all of a sudden, which, look, the offense can play well, but you still have a negative war at shortstop, essentially. I mean, if you think Javi's numbers in April translate to now, you're not paying attention. He's awful. Just like Sweeney's awful. Would you dare, Tiger fan? Because again, I'm crazy enough, crazy like a fox. My goal is to win the World Series. My goal is to do everything in my power to put this team in the best position to do the unthinkable. Well, they didn't want to do that at the deadline. I understand this kid won't be a 600 at-bat guy probably till 2027, but maybe he could approach it next year if they fast-track him. I don't need 600 at-bats. I need him in September. Mm-hmm. And if he's bad, let's make an assumption. You're not going to bleep away this entire lead. As long as you're 6, 7, 8 games up, how much worse could he be than whatever you're trotting out at shortstop? So in a limited run, and why do I say it's important? Because the league won't have time to really catch up to him.
And that's just it.
Video gets around. Right. Rico's point about, hey, people seeing you another time. Am I partially insane, totally insane, or not insane at all with this idea? It's just this juxtaposition of like McGonagall again, two homers. I've said to you, by opening day next year, he could be viewed as the best hitting prospect in the minors. You have this one need. Mm-hmm. One. I'm asking, Rico.
No, I mean, I like the idea. You take a chance. It was kind of like when they brought, Job up last year for the playoffs, and you can see what he can do. And you know what? Job didn't flourish. But, yeah, by the time if McGonagall can come out there and hit the ball and play well, you won't know how to really pitch to him because it's going to be a very short window. So advantage Tigers. And you're adding to better defense at the shortstop position. It almost sounds too good to be true.
I know.
Well, there has to be a catch, but there is no catch. He's your guy. Yeah.
Please, baseball nerds, do not yell. It's a question. I'm not telling you they have to. I'm not making any robust demands. I just look at the two guys who would primarily play shortstop for this team, and they're both terrible.
And here's the thing, Mike. It's. I guess I look at it as like a reward. You've been playing so great. We're going to give you a little taste of the major leagues. And
if it doesn't go well,
you know, now you can go back to the minors with a little more knowledge of what you need to work on to get back up into the majors to stick. So I'm for this. I love this idea. This is not – when you told me you had a topic, I didn't know it was this. This is good.
Well, I like keeping some suspense. I like an organic – response. It's not to be devious.
It's just one of those. Okay, but what's the catch?
Well, I mean, look, I don't have a real catch.
If the only catch is less Trey Sweeney, okay.
Well, right, and look again.
I mean, says David Claps.
Baez is barely hitting 200 last 30 some odd game. He's terrible. He's right. Already regressed completely past where he was, all the way to the land of below average. By the end of the year, he may have an OPS under 600. Like, look. I'm trying to pathway it and go, all right, they're so beholden to their prospects. They love their prospects.
You start the clock on one?
No. September call-up.
Yeah, it's not a starting clock.
It's a little bit of a cheat code now.
248-539-9797. Now, it's only a thing if you get no production out of shortstop the next 2 weeks, which likely, and McGonagall is rocking a Barry Bonds OPS at AA. And again, the four players, the only four guys that have ever done what McGonagall's doing thus far at AA since 2012, Juan Soto, Julio Rodriguez, Chris Bryant, and Kyle Schwarber. Three of those guys are all-stars. One of them's a Hall of Famer already. And if Julio Rodriguez could slow down his strikeouts, he's going to be a 10-time all-star. Look, the Chris Bryant one, he was an all-star, but his career faded quick. I just want to know if it's insane to think of this. And if it is, you're fine saying that. What I don't want to incur is the wrath of baseball nerd.
See, I don't think baseball nerd can say that because this is actually the epitome of what Scott Harris was doing, because he believed in the kids. He believed in the farm system that, yes, okay, as you say, cheat code, I'm going to bring him up and you get to spend about a month and a half with the team, big league team, and we'll see what you got, kid. And if we have to send you back, good news, you go back with knowledge knowing I need to work on X, Y, and Z so that I can get back up to Detroit and stay up there permanently.
248-539-9797. David, early returns on Ticket Text, or you're having trouble filtering out the cuss words?
Oh, no, no, no. No cuss words at all. Someone says if we're not going to make moves and protect our farm system at all costs, bring him up. Let's see what we have. That is Johnny on the road.
In September.
Mm-hmm. Zach on a cell says, I watched McGonagall play at two White Caps games this season.
Whoa!
White Caps
games. Forgive him, he was on vacation. He had other things on his mind.
He was in West Virginia.
He said he outplayed Max Clark in every metric. Doesn't even matter what he says on a text anymore, because I blew it.
We've turned it out.
Bring him up. If anything, he gets some experience in the big leagues before next year. That is Justin driving home from work. So, yeah, a lot of people are on board here, Mike.
Are you?
Yes, Mike, bring him up now.
Are you on board?
Yes, I am on board.
If he's still doing this in 2 weeks now.
Yes, I'm on board. I am one, and you know this. I've been asking for a bat since the offseason, a right-handed bat, something that can spark this lineup. And if he's still doing this in 2 weeks, and I'm still seeing Trey Sweeney and Javi Baez doing what they're doing, yes.
See, David, I'm a little bit of the opposite. Unless he goes into full tank.
Your problem.
Listen, you're coming up in 2 weeks, son. Get ready.
But your issue is it's more left-handed power. But here's the deal. It just means I don't look at Trey Sweeney anymore. The fascination with Trey Sweeney is really something to behold. I don't understand it. I must be totally out in space. But if I replace Sweeney with McGonagall, and it's even a part-time thing, in September, isn't it worth a shot? Keep it in mind. We're going to take some calls. Rico's going to tell you how things are. And we're going to come to you next.
Well, I think because if Sweeney had worked out, it would have meant that you won the Flaherty trade because you got Flaherty back and you got Sweeney.
The way he's pitching, you can have him back.
I'm just saying. 2-4, right?
Sorry. 2-4. But you know what? Tell it. 248-539-9797.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, let's do this. Rico hates it. David's awful at it. Corbin has no clue what the hell it is. We used to do this all the time, but in a run-up to college football, not the COI crap, actual football. I wanted to just test run it, and we'll do this in the lead-up to the season. I have a Big Ten edition. Who am I?
Drew Stanton.
All right, so here's how it works, people. Okay. If you're new, I'm going to give clues. These are Big Ten players. And I'm going to be helpful to Rico. These are Big Ten players who played during the last 10 seasons. Nothing crazy.
So back to 2015.
Correct. Okay. It's within that time period.
Thank you. I'm like, oh my God.
Totally legitimate.
Who was the Nebraska running back in 1970?
If you feel like you got the answer, let's announce I have the answer. Notate the clue that you're marking down. Whoever gets it first and right wins.
Okay.
Here we go. Clue number one. David, I did this just because I know what Rico's reaction will be. I am a man. Okay, now we'll get to the real clues. All right. I played for a traditional power. Okay? Played for a good program.
Okay.
You can start weeding out things. I played a unique defensive position. Okay.
Played for
a man.
Powerhouse.
Played for a good team and played a unique defensive position. I arrived to college with massive hype.
You just described everybody.
I think I got it.
Hold on. Oh, whoa. Are you sure you want to do this in your debut?
I mean, either I start strong or I start bleak. I mean, I think I got it.
All right, then hold on. You're done. Mark it down. David, make sure he marks it down and hands you a piece of paper. The rest of us are going to continue. My nickname is a term for a windy day.
Yep, I got it.
Got it. Oh, my dear God.
Yep.
Okay. Corbin goes first. He was one ahead of you.
Jabril Peppers.
Unbelievable. He's a savant.
How did he breathe get this ahead of me?
Yeah. The other ones where I bailed on my team in my bowl game. I was the fakest Heisman invitee in history.
Oh, my God. I should have waited.
I had one career INT, and my last name is a vegetable.
We needed to hear the rest of that.
You know what? Well, I mean,
from here on out, I'm going all the way to the end. If this is it, I'll let you guys have the win. Okay. I want to hear these clues.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So
I'm glad I guessed it.
No, but remember.
I don't care that he was ahead of me. I guessed it. I never guess.
But I wanted to just, the last time we did this a few years ago, Rico was irate. And I was picking some, I did Chris Darkins from back in the day. And he's like, nobody knows who that is. I'm like, it's Minnesota's all-time leading rusher.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's
just go back to it. All right. Here's number two. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm a man. All right. I play offense. All right.
Okay.
Remember, it's a buildup. Don't get all bitter. I didn't start my career where I became famous.
I'm locked in.
What? Huh?
I'm locked in.
On what? I didn't even say anything. Okay. David.
Wait. Offense.
I feel like David's cheating. David, did you go into my notes or something?
No, not at all.
And you're a pastor, so this would be really low.
I did not. I'm just trying to get ahead of everybody. I might be wrong on the rest of the clues, though.
You know what? I want to hear the rest of the clues because I have an idea.
How?
Okay.
A man, offense, and you finished your career where you didn't, basically you weren't famous at your first school.
Okay. Clue number four. Mike hated me.
Okay, that's not the guy I was.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Glad I didn't say anything.
Aha! Uh-huh. I was surrounded by elite talent.
Okay.
I didn't beat my new rival. Despite my limitations, I did get a ring.
David, you want to change your mind?
I may be wrong, but I'm sticking with it. I have to stick with it.
Corbin, any thoughts? You're just listening along.
So by ring, do you mean like the natty or could it be like the Big Ten title or whatever?
I am not at liberty to answer that question.
Okay. I'm trying to, I got it. I think I
okay, well, hold on. The next clue will be illuminating.
Okay.
I was a quarterback.
Okay, that kind of takes out who I was thinking.
I think I might have it.
I got it. All right, everybody calm down. He's pointing at me.
I don't have it. I want to hear the rest of the clues. You can have this one. I want to hear the rest of the clues. Right.
Corbin's locked in. David locked in the minute I said, I am a man. All right. I was an old man when I finished my career at 23. My senior year, I threw for 4,000 yards and 35 touchdowns. Who am I?
Okay. Now I'll lock in. I locked in before. I just wanted to hear.
Let's start with David, since he locked in when I said, I'm a man. Right. David,
who? Mike Gundy.
When you said he got famous elsewhere, not his first school, my guess was Russell Wilson.
Wrong. Okay. And you didn't listen.
Okay.
Played in the last 10 years.
Oh,
your
that
hubris
was just, oh,
cost
no.
you. I don't know what Bible verse that would be in, but you should go read it. Let's go to Corbin.
I'm not entirely confident on this, but Justin Fields.
Wrong. Mm. Excellent. Revenge. All right.
Rico. I went all the way to the end. Because I was thinking.
You waited. You were patient.
I was going with the Ohio. Was it Junkins who transferred in the running back? But you said he's a quarterback. He was old. And then I hearken back to you hated him.
Hearken.
Because I listened to Cash the Ticket.
Hearken.
He just won a natty. Is the quarterback of Ohio State.
It's Will Howard.
Bang.
Will
Howard. Rico Beard, everybody. He hates the game, but he won a round of it. Now,
I wish I would have waited for the breach.
I was a complete fraud Heisman candidate. All right. Do you feel like I have improved the quality of this to where it's possible you can play?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want another set of these for tomorrow in our countdown to kickoff?
Well, how about next week?
Okay, Rico's not here tomorrow. I forgot about that.
So you should say yes.
You know what? You can call me.
No, hey! I'm not stony. All right, go enjoy your life. All right, David, a few tickets.
I'm here at Saratoga.
Hey, guys, I'm outside. I want to play.
I'm at the paddock. I got Big G with me. We're living it up.
David, ticket text. David, I'll come up with some for tomorrow with Stony. We'll just do this in the run-up to kickoff. Go ahead.
Someone thinks that Jabril may have been a little bit too easy saying everyone
but
pretty much
But you
got
to remember something. When we were doing this a couple of years ago, the constant refrain from you and Rico, too difficult, too obscure, to kick this off.
The Will Howard was good.
Thank you.
Because I was like, okay, it was the running back that came there last year. And then you're like, he's a quarterback. I'm like, wait.
But that's where it's a gamble to guess early.
Yeah. You're exactly right, because people on the ticket text were guessing early. Keon Coleman. They didn't wait for the quarterback.
But he's not in the Big Ten.
But he was, because they were going off of the got famous elsewhere.
Guys who left the Big Ten are eligible. Yeah. It's did big. You play in the Big Ten?
Someone guessed Kyle McCord, because he had a better year in Syracuse, but they didn't wait for other clues.
But that's the – okay. I just want to make sure.
Right. Okay, I didn't know it went the other way, because I'm like, oh, it could have been Joe Burrow.
I just wanted to make sure
I had
done my job with this.
Wait, would Joe Burrow fit that?
He didn't play.
No.
He was at Ohio State, but he didn't play.
But he won a natty. He was
won
old.
A ring. He was old.
But he didn't play. In
Surrounded by elite talent.
He sat there.
But he was there.
Okay, his participation trophy.
But wait, he beat his rival.
He beat his rival. His rival.
I would have ended up giving away the school he transferred to help you. David, some ticket text, please.
Someone says, I got 2 for 2. I'm better than Corbin. These are easy, Mike.
Well, I wanted to start. We're going to ramp up the difficulty before I give you like 1993 Indiana running back Alex Smith.
Someone else says, I was guessing Kenneth Walker got in too early.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Another one says, I thought for sure Rico was going to guess this one, Michael Penix Jr.
Or as the Georgia TV station called him, Michael Penis Jr.
See, I thought it was you had to be in the Big Ten right now, not the other way around.
So. Nowadays with transfer portal, anything, right?
True. Very true. No, I like this, Mike. We should, you're going to do it every day leading up to the
I we're going to test run it. If the people like it, it's easy for me to come up with these. I just know how much you hated it. So at least now I've got you back on our side.
All right. I'm 40.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.